Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We want to look at the name of God, Fortress. Psalm 91, 1 and 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. How is God our fortress? Well, in the ancient world, communities were surrounded by fortified walls. The walls were anywhere from 15 to 25 feet thick. Often, there were two or three sets of walls, walls within walls, made of rough or cut stone and reaching upward to 20 feet in height. Huge gates made of wood and overlaid with bronze to protect them from fire were set into the walls. And since gates were the point of weakness, there would be gates within gates. Armed guards defended the gates that were always shut at night to protect the inhabitants from an invasion during the darkness. So fortresses, they weren't built on the plains. They were built on a high place, on the top of a mountain or the side of the mountain. The Hebrew word for fortress describes a place of strength, protection, safety, and security. And that's why the psalmist wrote, "The Lord is my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Now, at the end of the day, every fortress of the ancient world failed. At some point, an enemy scaled the walls, and breached the gates, or shut off a water supply and food supply and actually starved the people out. They took the city by siege. Likewise, all the fortresses we place around our lives will fail to guard us. But God is our real fortress. He is our forever fortress. He will never fail us. The Almighty Fortress will protect us today, tomorrow, and throughout eternity. The enemy is always defeated when God is our fortress. So, Father, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for being my fortress. I want to thank you for being my God. I want to trust in you. Thank you for the promise of your protection, for safety, for security. Thank you for the assurance that you will stand guard over my life today and throughout eternity. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.